Okay, here we go. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Dalet, mitzvah 504. As we continue in Parsha Shoftim, discussing now a new set of mitzvos. We just finished the mitzvos having to do with a king, and now we get into two mitzvos having to do with Levim. And then we'll have Kohanim, we have the Matanas of the Kohen, we have to get to Truma, we have to get to Reishis HaGeiz, right? A number of mitzvos related to Kohanim and Levim. And then we'll get the separate Yisurim of magic and Ov and Yidoni v'chulu. So, but first today's mitzvah. Today and the next mitzvah are two that go in a pair. Says the Torah, right here in Perek Yudches, the beginning of Perek Yudches, Lo yeh la kohanim halviyim kol sheva levi. There shouldn't, no kohen hakohenim halviyim. Nobody from the entire Sheva Levi should have chelik v'nachala im Yisrael, should have a chelik or nachala. Yishei Hashem v'nachala so yochelun. No, they eat the karbanos, and they take part in the avoda, in the Beis HaMikdash, and they get special matanos from Klal Yisrael, and therefore they do not have a separate chelek in Eretz Yisrael. V'nachla lo yeh lo b'kerav echav, the Torah repeats it, that they shouldn't have a chelek. Hashem unachlaso kasher dibar lo. Hashem is their nachla as they Hashem commanded them. So this is the Isser. Today's Isser is the Isser of Shevet Levi getting a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Yes, they have the cities, the Ari Levim, which is discussed in the end of Sefer Bamidbar. We discussed those mitzvos of setting aside an ear, cities for the Levim, the 48, six of them being Ari Miklat. Again, a number of mitzvos related to that. That is the Mitzvah Tavches in Parshas Maaseh, where the Chinuch described Mitzvahs Yisrael, the mitzvah upon Am Yisrael, Laseis Arim Lulavim Lasheves Bohem, the Hain Kultos, that they will have the Kalita, the protection power, but it's a mitzvah upon Bnei Yisrael to give cities for the Levim to live in. This Isser, today's Isser, is the Isser upon Shevet Levi to accept a portion other than those cities. If you remember that mitzvah, Mitzvah Tavches, Mitzvah 408, almost 100 mitzvahs ago, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shinitz Tavinu Yisrael Laseis L'Shevet Levi Arim L'Sheves Bohen. Achar She'en Lohem Chelek Ba'aretz. We have a mitzvah to give them a portion since they don't have a Chelek Ba'aretz. As we know, these two mitzvahs are connected. That's the mitzvah Zaseh. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says in the end of Bamidbar, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'nasnu L'Levim Minachalas Achuza Sam, from their Achuza. It's not considered the Levim's Achuza, because they're not allowed to have an Achuza. From the B'nei Yisrael's Achuza, give them Arim L'Sheves. Ume'ele Ha'arim Shel Levim, and out of these Levim, Hayu Mehem Arim Miyuchados, Lihios Miklat Aratzeach. Some of them will be designated as Arim Miklat, V'ulam B'kulam Hayelo Miklat. All of them will have the power of Klita, but some of them will be designated as Ari Miklat, as we know, the six Ari Miklat that exist in Halacha. And the Chinuch goes through there, the Shar Shia Mitzvah, why they have special cities, so people could be inspired by them, so somebody who kills Beshoge goes there and learns from the teachers in that city. That's the mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. But today the Isser is for Sheva Levi to get any other portion other than those 48 cities. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shalo Yitol, call Sheva Levi. Chelek ba'aretz, zulasi ha'arim hayiduos u'migrashayhem. Except for their known cities and their migrashim. We also learned about that, about the different makeup of the city. Here is city, here is land, here is fields, here are trees. Then one is not allowed to mess with the specific order and say that the Torah demands. Kamosh mavur ba'kazuv, as it is explained in the psukim. V'alzeh ne'emar, lo yeh la'kohanim alvim kol shevet Levi chelek v'nachla. Good. Mishar Shia Mitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Kidei Sheyia Kol Esek HaShevet Azeh B'Avod HaZakal Baruch Hu. So they do not have to be involved in the land. They have to live somewhere. They have to take care of the fields in a certain area of Eretz Yisrael. You can't just let it lie fallow. Part of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, as the Rabban describes, is not leaving the land. If you live in a portion of Eretz Yisrael, then you have to take care of it. And planting and caring for the land. Right? This is the Ramban. If you're, we discuss this also at the end of Maaseh. The Ramban and the mitzvahs that he adds on to the Rambam. He adds on 17 mitzvahs aseh, after Sefer HaMitzvahs. So mitzvah number 4, Shinitz Tavinu L'Reshes Ha'aretz, Asher Nasa Rakel Yisbarach, famous Hasaga of the Ramban, Yishev Eretz Yisrael, V'yis Aled, to be Morish, to conquer it, Lavo Seidel Avram Lissel Yaakov, V'lo Na'azva B'yadzul Aseinu, and not to leave it in the hands of others, Min Ha'umos, and then he adds in two words, O Lishmama, or for desolation, even if nobody's there. If nobody's there, we can't just leave it there. Every time something is built up and a field is planted and something is planted, that's a fulfillment of this mitzvah. The pasuk in Maaseh. We have to take care of it. So, well, the Levium can't get an area and then be expected also to be the Morei Hora of Klal Yisrael to focus on Avoda. That can't be. So instead, they have certain cities to live in, but all of Klal Yisrael has a responsibility to then take care of their responsibilities. They shouldn't need to work their land. Meaning it's a very small percentage. Levi is just one shevet out of all the shvatim. Small percentage that will be supported by the rest of Klal Yisrael, the rest of the shvatim give them a chelek, mikala shalahem, right, that's what we call truma for a kohen, and ma'aser rishon for a levi, mi b'li sheyigu hem b'davar klal, without the yagia and the earning it, as at least not earning it in the physical way. Kinshu kasafi l'malo b'mitzvah ma'aser, as I wrote earlier. Good, dini ha-mitzvah klulim b'pshara kasuv l'fi ha-domeh, and the halakha of this mitzvah is clear. They can't have a portion in the land. And the mitzvah is noeg, v'noeg is mitzvah zu, b'levim, b'zman she'eretz Yisrael b'yishuva. When Eretz Yisrael is b'yishuva, and they have their cities, and we have the nachla, that's when this mitzvah applies. The next mitzvah, which the Minchas Chinuch discusses together, let's just mention it, and then B'ez Hashem we'll get back to it more the next time. The Isser of Shevet Levi, taking a portion in the spoils, if Klal Yisrael conquer a certain area. As the Chinuch says, shelo yitol Shevet Levi chelek bebiza, b'shas kibes haaretz. Separate biza spoils, meaning movable items, metaltolin. Separate isa daraisa, as Rashi quotes from the Sifri on this pasuk, chelek v'biza nachla ba'aretz. Right, two separate isa daraisas for the Levi to have a portion of the land and the Levi to have a portion of the spoil. He doesn't need spoils. He doesn't need extra stuff. Right, he'll get truma, he'll get meiser, he'll get chala. He's a kohen chala and bikurim. Right, there's enough that he will get. Good. So number of important halachas that come out of this mitzvah. Number one is the Rambam. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchah Shemitah, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, limits it, and the Rambam says that Yirali, which is always pointer that we have to listen to, and he does not get this based on earlier sources. He said this based on his own svara. Yirali, she'ein hadvarim amurim. Well, let's read the previous halacha, because that's where he says our mitzvah. Previous halacha. Kol shevet levi, muzharin, shelo yinchalu be'eretz kena'an. All of shevet levi are commanded, they're muzhar, not to take a nachla in eretz kena'an. V'chein, hayu muzharin, shelo yitzlu chelek bebisa, b'sha'a shekov shnes ha'arim. And also not to take a chelek of the spoils. Sh'ne'emar, as our pasuk says, lo yiel akonim alavim, Kol Sheva Levi Chelik Vanachal Yisrael V'Cholu, and then he adds something that we'll get back to afterwards. So let's skip it for now. Yirali says the Rambam. She'ain the Rambam Murim. When does this reply that Sheva Levi cannot take Nachla or Biza Ela Ba'aretz Shenichrasa Aleha Bris LaAvraham LeYitzchak UliYaakov only to Eretz Yisrael proper, the land that was promised to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Yeshua b'nehem b'nischalkalahem, and their descendants, when Yeshua b'nun went in, they yarshined it, and it was split up in the times of Yeshua. But let's say Eretz Yisrael is later expanded, Aval Shar Kol Ha'aratzos, Shekovesh Melech Mimalcha Yisrael. Let's say somebody from Malchus Beis David goes and conquers an adjoining land, expanded land, that land. Certain halachas might have this halacha of expansion of Eretz Yisrael, but not for this one. Hakari hakohanim v'halviyim ba'osan ha'aratzos u'bebizasan k'chol Yisrael. They can have a portion of that. It's only Eretz Yisrael proper, the real chosen land. That's where they cannot have a portion, because Hashem has a plan. They have cities, and the rest of Klal Yisrael have set up. But anywhere else, even if it's conquered, does not have the halacha of Eretz Yisrael regarding this halacha. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid there argues, the Ravid says, Im kein, lo yitzlu lahem, trumusim bahem, trumusim maisris. See if that's true, but we know Syria and some of the other lands that are next to this land, next to Eretz Yisrael, they do have trumusim maisris, midirabanan. At least certain, but they shouldn't. If they're allowed to get chelik ubiza, meaning my nafkamina, says the Ravid, how could you split and mix and match? For some halachas, it'll be connected, it'll be called Eretz Yisrael, some halachas not. Says the Ravid, it's either all or nothing. So if they have Trumus and Maisers coming from them, if they're expanded, so then they should also have the Isser of a Levi, Sheva Levi taking a Nachla. Ki heim hayutachas chelik ha'aretz. V'hare, and then he asks another question. Bebizas Midyan lo natlu chelik b'Yisrael. Midian, right? The end of Parshas Matos. That's not part of Eretz Yisrael, and they still didn't take from the Biza, right? Which shows it's not connected to Eretz Yisrael. Ella b'truma u'b'mitzvahs yotzer hakol yisbarach. They take truma and anything else that Hashem tells them. So it's a machlokas Rambam Ravid. How expansive is this issur? Does it apply to kibushim, conquerings that a king does afterwards? Then the Radvaz on this Rambam says the Rambam's right. V'svara nechoni hi ru'uya l'rabbeinu. Is it appropriate svara for the Rambam? But then he quotes the Smag. The Smag, he says, adds on. And this Smag is really based on a Gemara in Baba Basra, on Daf Kuf Chav Beis, based on a Pasuk in Yecheskel, which says that, La'asid lavo, they will get a chelek ba'aretz. Says the Radvaz, quoting the Smag, the host of Allah, la'asid lavo, notlin af ba'aretz, shenamar shar levi echad, kedi isa berkish nochlin. Like the Gemara says in Kuf Chav Beis in Baba Basra. V'kra misayel rabbeinu. And the Pasuk supports the Rambam. What does it say? Ba'artsam lo tinchau. Only in the land. Mashma ba'artsam ha-miyuchedes lohem. The land that's miyuched for them, they don't take. Avoshar aratzos einim b'chlal zeh. But other aratzos, they can't take. But the Radvaz, along the way, quoted this Smag that says, la'salavo they'll get. Wow. This is one of the mitzvahs that's going to change? Ask Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan right there in Boa Basri, he says, how could the Smag say this? It's really the Rashbam. The Rashbam there, Kuf Chav Beis, also says it. Takes that Gemara literally. Says the Kovet Shiurim, Os Shin Ayin, in Baba Basra. Kasha, to ha'ika lo sasei, v'nachla lo yilo. V'atu lo asid yivato halav hazeh. Don't we have a principle that a mitzvah, by definition, must be forever? If you count it as a mitzvah, one of the 613, it's eternal. You might not be able to fulfill it always, for technical reasons. B'nai Yisrael aren't here, we don't have a mizbeach, right, we're not tahor. There might be other reasons why you cannot fulfill it. But the mitzvah is still intact, but you're telling me, says Rabbi Chanan to the Rashbam, to the Smag, that this is a mitzvah that won't apply. The Levium will be able to take an achlam in the future. Uke'ein zeh, a similar question to what I'm asking, he says, is what the Rashba asks. In Kiddushin, the Perek Asar Yuchsin, Gabe Mamzerin Asidin Litar. Mamzerim in the future will be able to marry in. So again, the Rashba says, hey, what do you mean? It's an Asar to marry a Mamzer. It's a Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk in Parshat Kiseitse. So how could something change? So Yesh Lomar says, Rabbi Chanan, maybe he has a suggestion. Didafka Bizman Azeh. You know why a Levi can't take a Bizman Azeh? Because it's a function of they're not getting a Nachla. If a Levi doesn't get a Nachla, so then there is an Isser for them to take a Nachla. But La Asilavu, they will get a Nachla. So the Isser would still apply. If the Levi doesn't get a Nachla, they can't take a Nachla. But let's say a Levi gets a Nachla. So then the situation for the mitzvah isn't true anymore. Dafka bizman azet de in leshevet Levi chelek v'yemkin Levi shenotel hu notel gezel ubazet ikalosa say avolas elavo sheyitlu chelek baaretz. But in the future when they get a chelek imkain hein zochet b'menadin, then there's zochet to it ubekiyah gavna lekalosa say. If they get it, then there's no losa. The situation is different. So that must be, but Rabbi Chanan is not so happy about it, even though he had that suggestion. Avok shadayin eino maspik. But still, then ask, how could the laws of the Torah change? It's not like a reality is changing. It's the din of the Torah. They get a nachla, they don't get a nachla. To mikol makom migufa tikshi. To nishtane din haTorah de'achshav. Ein lam chelik la'asa lavo yelam chelik. V'im nomar shekach haya hadin mitchila. And if that was the ultimate plan originally, shela'asa lavo yelam chelik. Im kain gami alosa se lo kasha. So it shouldn't be an iser. So either way, this is a problem that the Rav Chanan points out, but it is a shita. Of some of the Rishonim, the Smag and the Rashbam say that this Issa will not apply La'asilavo. Okay, he put it on the list. 365. Trivia question. Which Isurim will not apply La'asilavo? So usually the answer is all of them will apply because that's the definition of a mitzvah. But here's one of them that won't apply, and Rabbi Chanan struggles to figure out why that is allowed, why that change is allowed. Two. Next point to discuss is an important point in the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon here describing these two Isurim. Again, the two Isurim of a Levi not taking part of Eretz Yisrael and not taking the Biza. Do you get Malkus for these Isurim? It's a Los Haseh. So what if a Levi takes Biza? What if he takes a portion of land? He does a Kinyan in the land. So he does a Maisa. He can do a Maisa. So do you get Malkus for that? Says the Rambam, Uben Levi yokoin shenotol chelek bebiza loke. If you take a chelek in the Biza, you get Malkus. V'im natal nachla ba'aretz. If you take nachla, you take it away from him. Clearly, the implication is you don't get Malkus. And that's what bothers the Achronim. How could the Rambam say, what's the difference between taking Biza and taking Nachla? What's the difference? Why by Biza? If you take Biza, you get Malkus. And if you take Nachla, you don't get Malkus. What, you want to say, they took something. So isn't this, you shouldn't get Malkus for either of them. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Taina. Isn't this a Lav HaNitan L'Tashlumin? It's a Lav, just like Gezel, just like Aneva, just like Ribbis, anything to do with money. You could give it back, so you shouldn't get Malkus. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, after he quotes this Chilik. I don't know the difference. The chinuch himself doesn't say a word by Nachla. By Biza, he says Ein Bo Malkus because you could violate it without a Maisa. And Nitan Lehishavo. And he gives both of those reasons. He doesn't say a word about Malkus for Nachla, Lechora, there is no Malkus. So he would say both, you don't get Malkus. The Radvaz here says, Nire, de dafke shenotal vi achal. If he took it and ate it, avalim shenotal hu ba'en, yachzir ma shenotal velo yilke. Dum yudibi shenotal nachla baritz, mavirnos vimeno vein aloke. If you could give it back, then you don't get Malkus. The Radvaz is having an ukimta. The Rambam just means a case where you can't give it back, which is also difficult, because if you can't give it back, at least pay for it. He says, Nachla you never get because shiny Nachla de inkakan exelis. Either way, it's difficult to know what the difference is. Maybe the difference might be that by maker din you shouldn't get. But maybe the issue is that by mamon, by biza, it's mamon shein lo tovim. You gotta look in the sources. But who are you gonna give it back to? The entire shevet. And then they're gonna split it up again? Okay, so does that make it a lavanitel tashlumin or not? Either way, one has to work. One should be aware, at least, of this chilik in the Rambam between Biza and Nachla regarding these Isurim. The final point that relates to our discussion is the last Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. Very famous Rambam. That related to the Isur of Sheva Levi taking a Nachla, and they're supported by others. Says the Rambam, why doesn't Sheva Levi get, like the Chinuch says, B'vnei Shehuvdal Avodas Hashem U'Lasharso, they are separated to serve God, to be Mishares, U'Lahoros Drachav Ha'Yisharim, and to teach His Torah, U'Mishpatav Ha'Yitzadikim. And then the Rambam says, V'lo Sheva Levi Bilvad, and the mitzvah, in a more expanded understanding, doesn't only apply to Sheva Levi. And the Radvaz, Kesem Mishnah, do not quote a source for this. This is the Rambam himself talking. The Radvaz's Lashon is, Hu meyosher daito visvaraso. This is the Rambam's own words. So not only Sheva Levi Bilvad, Ela kol ishvish mikol bo'ei olam. Anyone, asher nadvaru chooso, he has an uplifted spirit, vehevino madao, and he has understood, lehibadel, la'amod lefnei Hashem l'sharso, ula avdola da'asas Hashem, v'holach yashar. It's unbelievable, the lashon here, to try to fulfill this. It's like a lifelong work. If somebody decides to stand in front of God, to serve Him, to know Him, to walk in His ways, and He has divorced Himself from the world, from all of the goings-on of the world, then the Klal Yisrael has an opportunity and a responsibility to support them. And therefore, if somebody wants to dedicate their lives, and this is the high level, but the Rambam is clearly talking about Kol Ishvish, certain individuals that do this, then it's an unbelievable opportunity that he takes upon himself, and if he could do it, so then that is what has to be done. And this is the concept of Yisachar and Zvulun. This is the concept that Chazal talk about, and that is even someone who is not from Shevet Levi, if he decides that he wants to dedicate some part of his life to Talmud Torah, to Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, to be involved, so then he can do that. By the way, the Rambam doesn't say specifically Talmud Torah. He says, Havino Madoli Hibadel L'Sharso Ula Avdo. And it could be any type of work for the Jewish people, including Talmud Torah. So that is something that is true. And again, that is the concept that Chazal talk about, Yisachar and Zvulun. If somebody feels that they are not cut out for, everybody has to be Kovei Itim LaTorah. But they could also take it upon themselves to support others that are learning Torah in a bigger and deeper and more quantitative way. And the Chavetz Chaim writes, one has to make sure that those who are being the Shevet Levis are doing it Lishma. And they have to use every second. Because look what the Rambam says. He has such a high standard of what is required. Can't just be, oh yeah, I'm gonna dedicate part. No. Says the Chafetz Chaim has gotta be Lishma, because my learning is going to him too. And therefore I have to make sure that I act properly. The Svarno has a beautiful depiction of this on the first pasuk in Baaloscha, where he says, Bahaloscha es haneros al mul pnei ha-menorah, ya'iru shivas haneros. Why does it first just say Neros and then Shivas Haneros? Says the Sfarno, Bahaloscha es haneros kishetadlik es sheish haneros. When you light the six, three on three on each side, el mul pnei ha-menorah, which are opposite the middle one, then ya'iru shivas haneros, then all seven. What's the symbolism? Three on the right, three on the left symbolize people who are machzik Torah and people who learn Torah. If both of them are facing the middle, facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is their center, so then everything will work out beautifully. Ya'iru shivas haneros. All seven. Kol ha-shiva ya'iru v'yashpiyu ar elyon li-Yisrael. They will all be able to do it properly. Rav Pam, according to this in the past, in one of his booklets on Shalom Bayis, he notes that it's wonderful and beautiful that if somebody is able to learn, but one has to realize and remember what it says in the Ksuba. In the Ksuba, it says, in every Ksuba, I'll read Rav Pam's Lashon. In it, every Jewish husband promises his wife that I will work, honor, feed, and support you in the custom of Jewish men who work, honor, feed, and support their wives faithfully. It is important to realize that according to Jewish law, the responsibility to bring parnasa into the home is exclusively that of the husband, not of the wife. That is Me'ikar Hadin. In our times, we've witnessed the creation of a kolah movement, expanded across the country, tremendous burgeoning of Torah study, a bit of observance, and their kolim, learning day and night, amazing time of Torah. But in many kolah households, it is the wives themselves who willingly shoulder the burden of supporting the family by seeking employment. These speaks volumes about the purity of spirit of love of Torah that these righteous women, v'chulu, are taking upon themselves. Nonetheless, says Rav Pam, it is important to realize that this is purely lifnim mishuris hadin, even though it has become the, quote, custom in many circles. And if that's the case, the husband has to realize the tremendous hakaras hatov that he has to have on his wife's behalf, and how meticulous he has to be in terms of all the other responsibilities that he has in terms of his wife. If so, what part of the two obligations is he fulfilling? The answer is the obligation to honor his wife, to love and cherish, and make sure she was always happy. And if she's unhappy, then maybe it's not appropriate in every situation to keep the situation going. If this is the only part of the ksuba obligations that he actively fulfills during his kolal years, he has a special responsibility to make sure that it's performed meticulously and in an enhanced manner in recognition of his wife's self-sacrifice for him. So one has to make sure that we always know exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, and are we, and for how long is the situation that are the conditions for my putting myself into a Sheva Levi category still existent? So this is Mitzvah Tav Kuf Dalet, again the Isser of Sheva Levi taking a Nachla. As for next time, we'll have to get into the related issue of Biza and other issues that come up.